Reading for December 30th, entitled Fig Leaves or Christ's Robe. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them. Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. The Lord Jesus Christ has prepared a covering, the robe of his own righteousness, that he will put on every repenting, believing soul who by faith will receive it. Said John, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. John chapter 1, verse 29. Sin is the transgression of the law. Christ died to make it possible for every man to have his sins taken away. A fig leaf apron will never cover our nakedness. Sin must be taken away, and the garment of Christ's righteousness must cover the transgressor of God's law. Then, when the Lord looks upon the believing sinner, he sees not the fig leaves covering him, but Christ's own robe of righteousness, which is perfect obedience to the law of Jehovah. Man has hidden his nakedness, not under a covering of fig leaves, but under the robe of Christ's righteousness. Christ has made a sacrifice to satisfy the demands of justice. What a price for heaven to pay to ransom the transgressor of the law of Jehovah! Yet that holy law could not be maintained with any smaller price. In the place of the law being abolished to meet sinful man in his fallen condition, it has been maintained in all its sacred dignity. In his Son, God gave himself to save from eternal ruin all who would believe in him. Sin is disloyalty to God and is deserving of punishment. Fig leaves sewed together have been employed since the days of Adam, yet the nakedness of the soul of the sinner is not covered. All the arguments pieced together by all who have interested themselves in this flimsy robe will come to naught. Sin is the transgression of the law. Christ was manifest in our world to take away transgression and sin, and to substitute for the covering of fig leaves the pure robes of his righteousness. The law of God stands vindicated by the suffering and death of the only begotten Son of the infinite God. The transgression of God's law in a single instance, in the smallest particular, is sin. And the non-execution of the penalty of that sin would be a crime in the divine administration. God is a judge, the avenger of justice, which is the habitation and the foundation of his throne. He cannot dispense with his law, he cannot do away with its smallest item in order to meet and pardon sin. The rectitude, justice, and moral excellence of the law must be maintained and vindicated before the heavenly universe and the world's unfallen. Taken from manuscript 145, dated December 30th, 1897, entitled Notes of Work.